This is Carl Sabatino, and we are back. Roland Smith is off on assignment this week. He returns to the microphones next week. Always a joy, and enjoy wherever you are and safe travels, my good friend, my dear friend. I have a couple of things I'd like to mention. Now, you're going to note the difference between these two particular stories in this particular segment, only because they are remarkable in themselves, and they are remarkable in the way they affect at least me, hopefully you. The first one is a story that I found again as I searched the internet, and I do that all the time. I found this particular story. It took place in Australia, and it's about a cow. And I thought, well, it's a cow, and they had a video up, and the cow. And the only line that was available in terms of copy was a rescued dairy cow whose precious babies were all taken from her hides her newborn calf in a field so humans won't find her and take her away. It was written by Jean Barkham, and it took place in Australia. She had been moved to a nature reserve because she could no longer produce milk, and they were going to send it to the slaughterhouse. And this particular preserve, there are many of them here in this country. This one happens to be in Australia that no longer allow these animals to be butchered, and they take them in. And this particular cow was learning, and this is the remarkable thing about this. She realized every time she had a cow, the cow would disappear. Now, whether we can translate that as understand that humans are taking them, we didn't know. But she was determined to hide this, and she did. So well, it took them a week to find the calf in the fields. She's doing well, and so is the calf, I might add. The picture that they showed us was remarkable. But what is more remarkable is the fact that she was learning. I find that extraordinary. This is a cow who is learning that something is happening. Every time I have a calf, it disappears. Now, whether she knows humans were taking it, the story intimates that she did. I'm more of the belief that she was learning that once I have a baby and the cow disappears, I'm not going to let that happen again. And so she had the cow. She disappeared for a week, had the cow. They knew she was pregnant and hid it in the field so well. It took them another week to find the calf, which she was taking good care of. She would come into the barn at night and have her feed and so on and so forth, and then disappear in this extraordinarily large meadow, which went on for literally half a mile. And they finally located next to a fence, and she would move it, apparently, every day. They watched her do it after they found it the first time to make sure that humans didn't take it. And that's called learning, and I find that remarkable. The beauty of that is in not only the people who take care of these precious animals, but also the fact that the cow was protecting by learning. And that's remarkable. Now, of course, I guarantee I'll get some emails on this one. Animals don't have that kind of intelligence and so on. But apparently they do. And this is something for us to think about, okay? Something for us to think about. On the flip side of all of this, of that wonderful story, I give you this madness, okay? And here's the dichotomy of our life, the split in the world in which we live in. A gentleman, I'm not even going to mention his name, apparently he was an attorney, filed in the state of California, and he has a right to do so, apparently, Sodomite Suppression Act. He filed for this act to be put on a ballot to be voted on at Huntington Beach. It was received at the office of the attorney general, enclosed his $200 check, and the complete text of his Sodomite Suppressions Act. The act outlines seven measures relating to those who engage in same-sex sodomy. Monstrous evil that Almighty God, giver of freedom and liberty, commands us to suppress on pain of our utter destruction, even as he overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. And this thing goes on and on and on. And by the way, this individual thinks these people should be put to death, but not realizing that California's death penalty is unconstitutional, and that has been voted. It is unconstitutional. There is no more putting people to death in California. But that, by the way, is not the point. This kind of madness, this kind of, and I'm mentioning this story for a reason. I had gone to Auschwitz some years ago. And at Auschwitz, a place that I must tell you, if you want to understand how low man can get, but if you also want to understand the spirit of man, you must go to Auschwitz. It's a remarkable, remarkable memorial in Poland. There are a number of tours that are given, and they're tours that are given so that we do not forget. This is not a there are no coffee stands or places to get food or what have you. This is a barren area miles away from civilization. Apparently, a couple of towns that were close to it were broken up and taken apart, literally under the after World War II. And there is nothing around this particular camp right now. And you feel the pain. You feel the spirituality. You really do. And this sad individual believes now. And the reason why I'm mentioning this, ladies and gentlemen, is because there were more obnoxious acts and stupidity put forth by the Germans. And those laws eventually passed. They eventually passed. And I'm not saying here that they will and this will in our country. But you must pay attention to this kind of stupidity, this kind of evilness. Okay? In the name of God. In the name of God. Because it is the kind of stuff that we have to begin to educate our children on. That all men and women are created equal. That this is a planet upon which we share. And let us accept the difference of people. Not create the evil that this individual thinks he sees or feels. Yet, he is allowed in this country to put this law forward. At least it has to be voted. He has to get 365,000 signatures for it to get on the ballot, I believe. And we realize he's not going to get that. But that's not the point. The point is that this, because our system of government allows it, and it should, it's called freedom of expression, and it is constitutionally given to all of those in our country for their right for free speech. This is the kind of madness that we get. And you have to think about that for a while. Let's take a moment to think about that for a while. And he continues on this long diatribe. And he's a lawyer, for gosh sake. The man's an attorney. When I first read this thing, I was trying to check it back as I normally do. Any good newsman will check back his source. This was now put into the Huffington Post, by the way. And that was my credible source when the story was printed there in their newsletter on the internet. It's an extraordinary document. But the point is, and it's a point I make, and I've made many times, that tolerance for all, tolerance, patience, understanding what matters in this world. It doesn't necessarily have to be your belief. It doesn't necessarily have to be your religion. It doesn't have to necessarily be your sexual orientation as an adult. But tolerance and understanding is vitally important. Otherwise, we're going to get nowhere. We must move forward on this planet, in this country. He has a right to present that, and he did, and did it all by law in the state of California, paid his $200 and submitted his diatribe, if you will. And he has to get 365,000 signatures for this to go onto the ballot. But the point is, we're going to be seeing more of this, and we should always be on our guard for this. I feel sorry for the individual, but we, because it's not just necessarily here. Here it happens to be for those who are homosexual. This could be construed to be almost anything. It could be your neighbor next door because they may be from another country, and because they have a different color of their skin or believe in a different religious belief. Let us be on guard. ladies and gentlemen. Please let us be on guard. These are the kinds of things that we have to look out for, but our country allows them under the freedom of speech that we so carefully protect, gives him the opportunity to put this kind of nonsense forward. Let's be on guard. Always vigilant, as my dear friend Senator Jackson, the great Scoop Jackson, once said, be vigilant for those and watch for those. Keep your faith, but respect others. What a wonderful man he was. This is Carl Sabatino. Roland is off. I'm getting hands up from my dear engineer and producer, America Weekend, on the Envision Radio Network.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.